Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, every once in a while, fairly often actually, something comes across the emails in my desk and it catches my eye. Now, I get several hundred emails a day. So if you've emailed me and I have missed it, that's the reason, because I can't keep up. But this particular one caught my eye. And I wanted to share it with you this morning in place of a monologue, because I think you'll get a big kick out of it. Maybe. Words of Wisdom from a Friend is what it is titled. He says, I have breaking news, that's all in caps, for all those that want to erase American history during the day or in the dead of night. If you take down every statue on the continent, slavery and the American Civil War will still have happened. If you have minimum wage skills now, taking down statues won't change that. If you're up to your neck, he didn't say neck, in college loan debt, taking down statues won't change that. The nation will still be $20 trillion in debt. We will still be in global economy. North Korea will still be run by a lunatic who wants you dead. Radical Islamists will still want you dead. People who hate you now will still hate you, perhaps even more. Soros, Obama, and the Clintons will still be sleazy and corrupt, and you'll still be just a puppet for them. The Department of Education will still not have educated anyone. There will be only two genders. Hillary will still not have won the 2016 election, and Bernie will still be a communist Sheraton. There will still be opposing views outside your safe spaces. You'll still be accountable for your own choices, and the world will still owe you nothing. Taking down all the statues will still not change the fact that communism has been responsible for more slavery and death than the Confederacy ever was. And that it was the Democrat Party who fought to keep slavery while Republicans fought to stop it. The removal of statues won't change the fact that the first slave owner happened to be a black man. And I added this, and slaves come in all colors around the globe even today. So if you have a problem with the statue of Robert E. Lee in Virginia, but no issues with a statue of Vladimir Lenin in Seattle, we'll erect a monument of your cowardice and depict a huddled mass of frightened and drooling idiots who can't find, you know what, with both hands and a map. Oh, yes, he ends, and Donald Trump will still be president. So all the rioting and all the removing of history does not remove or change anything is the wisdom of that. I have a couple of short stories here, real quick, that I wanted to share with you before we talk about DACA. And this one is coming out of the state of Georgia. The school district apologizes after a teacher bans Make America Great shirts. Her actions were wrong, as the Make America Great Again shirts worn by the students are not a violation of our school district dress code. This is coming out of the Cherokee County Schools spokeswoman, Barbara Jacoby, and she told this to the Journal of Constitution, the Atlantic Journal Constitution, in an email. It says the River Ridge High School, math teacher, was captured on a video, don't you just love these cell phones running around, Thursday last week, telling her students Their President Trump apparel was not acceptable clothing because the campaign slogan has been linked to neo-Nazis in the wake of the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. The Georgia state lawmakers, like Representative Earl Earhart, told the AJC the incident was shocking, while Representative John Carson said the teacher's behavior was despicable. Representative Mandy Bollinger added that she was glad the students' right to free speech had been upheld with the school's response to the situation. The students will not face any disciplinary action, but the district would not comment on whether the teacher would be reprimanded or not. Superintendents of Schools Dr. Brian V. Hightower said he's deeply sorry that this incident happened in one of our schools. It does not reflect his expectation that all students be treated equally and respectfully by our employees. The teacher was obviously a never-Trumper, and she didn't want the T-shirt there. There is no connection other than the media saying it to President Donald Trump or the slogan, Make America Great Again, and the neo-Nazis. There is absolutely no connection other than what the media wants to put in there. Fake news brought this about. Not truth. But truth and free speech won out this time. But if you go back a few years when students were wearing T-shirts with Second Amendment on them, whether they were NRA T-shirts or a T-shirt which just had some kind of a gun on it, they were told they had to turn their shirt inside out, and some of them were arrested. They said the one boy was arrested, if you remember, and I can't remember what state it was because there were several of them. It's because he wouldn't shut up. We expect a 16-year-old boy to do. They're not going to shut up. They're going to keep pleading their case and pleading their case and pleading their case. There are 5 of them. They should all be on a debate team. At least this time, the student won out. Free speech won out. Back then, it didn't always win out. But if it is a code that the school has put in progress in order, then they should abide by that. So if they're told they can't wear T-shirts with anything on them, then they shouldn't wear T-shirts with anything on them. I kind of chuckle because I figure these students probably knew the teacher's political stance and did it just to rub it in her face. And, of course, she didn't take too lightly to that. So just knowing teenagers as I do, I wouldn't put it past them to have done that just to cause trouble. You know, we've really come a long way downhill in this nation. When President Barack Obama was president, there was a lot of things said about him and about his wife that should not have been said. But I have never, ever seen the hate that I see, not just towards President Donald Trump, but the position. The position is disrespected. I think maybe that's because, as a people, we've compromised so much from where we came from. And I can't say that I'm any better than the next person. But maybe we need to start looking up a little bit more and getting on our knees like we were supposed to have done on Sunday. Get on our knees. This nation needs a lot of prayer. It needs a revival. Without getting all churchy on you, I'm going to give the number out. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're going to talk about Legos when we come back. And I also have some information on the fires that are taking place out west. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I am going to bring to you a story that may seem just a little bit off, but it's about jobs, and it's about the company Lego. Now, how many of you out there loved Legos? Love playing with Legos? My kids loved Legos. And my youngest one was even into it more than the others, but they all liked building things. Legos are something for the imagination. They used to be cheap. They're not cheap anymore. They used to be an inexpensive toy, and you could just add to them, and then they had all different sizes. So when my youngest was really little, he couldn't play with the little bitty Legos, so they had the bigger Legos that were, you know, they weren't a choke hazard. But Legos is slashing 1,400 jobs because they're having a slump in the sales. It says Lego will cut 1,400 jobs as part of a broad overhaul of the strategy after a decade of rapid growth. The job cuts, which account for roughly 8% of the toy maker's workforce, were announced alongside a drop in profit and sales for the first 6 months here in this year, 2017. The Danish company, which I didn't realize it was a Danish company, hasn't suffered an annual revenue decline in 13 years. Lego was forced to reinvent itself after coming under intense pressure from, you know, electronic toys and video games in the early 2000s.
It slimmed down and refocused, finding success with the Lego Movie and product lines based on particular things like Star Wars and Disney Princess. It expanded factories in Mexico, Hungary, and Denmark as sales quintupled over a decade to reach 38 billion krone, that's $6 billion, in 2016. The number of employees boomed, too, jumping from 4,200 employees in 2007 to the current of 18,200. That's a big boom. But the company acknowledged yesterday, that it now needs to simplify operations. And this is a quote. We have added complexity into the organization, which now in turn makes it harder for us to grow further. That's coming from Lego chairman Jorgen Vig Nudstorp. As a result, he says, we have now pressed the reset button. Lego will hope for a return to profit under its new CEO, Niels Christensen, with a C, who is set to start in October. His first task will be turning around declining sales in established markets, including the U.S. and parts of Europe. China, meanwhile, remains a bright spot. A Lego spokesperson declined to comment on where the jobs would be cut, but the company said a majority of the 1,400 positions will be gone before the end of the year. Lego is owned by the Kirk, with a K, Christensen, with a K, family, which founded it back in 1932. Now, I didn't realize they'd been around that long. 1932. Now, they were real popular with my kids. The thing I don't like about Legos is the children didn't always pick them up, and when you had to get up in the middle of the night and maybe check on them in their room, you'd step on a Lego in your bare feet, and they hurt. They hurt on the tender little feet. They hurt. But Legos is having to cut back, but, you know, I think that kind of a toy is better for a kid than some of these electronic toys. They have their place. And they say they are really good. Some of these games are really good for youngsters that are fighting with dyslexia and some other things. But the imagination with the Lego toys, where they have to build something. Now, a lot of them are specific. They tell you what to build, and they give the instructions on what to build, such as the Star Wars and the Princess series. My children never had any Princess series Legos. But the imagination, in fact, we took my youngest boy to, it was put on by engineers in construction, and they hosted it in Columbia at the mall years and years ago, and they probably still put it on. I can't remember the name of it, but there was a contest, and they were building things with Legos. And it was a little contest, and we took him over there, and he got to play with the Legos and build some things. No, he didn't win. I don't know if anybody won. We didn't stay for the whole ordeal. I don't know who won or what won or how they even judged it all, but it was something about their imagination and their ability to put these Legos together and what they could build. Future engineers, possibly. I thought it was pretty interesting. We took him there one time, and I think they still have that. Now, somebody called me yesterday afternoon and asked me about the blood moon. And I said, well, I didn't see the blood moon. I didn't even get outside the night before last, which would have been Monday night. To even look at the moon, I was, you know, locked in front of the TV watching the news, trying to come up with things and see what was happening over the weekend. But there, it's not been mentioned much, but the fires in the West, in California, in the Los Angeles area, Montana and Oregon, they're just astronomical. It says the wildfires in the Northwest continue to grow across four states, with one Montana wildfire over 100,000 acres in size. Now, not much is being said about this because we're all watching the hurricanes, and now Irma's coming in and going to hit Florida possibly. That's the way it's looking. It's not looking too good. So all of our friends and loved ones and listeners in Florida, we're praying for you, and we We're hoping that this doesn't happen, but we're praying for you as you prepare for this. The fires that they've had to have evacuations from their homes. It's just astronomical what these fires do to the land. But what I read then after my caller yesterday, because I said I had to confess, I hadn't gone outside, I didn't see the moon, and I did a quick Google search or surf search or whatever you want to call them on the internet, and they did not mention a blood moon. However, the news then locally was talking about the moon turning red, and the sun had a different color when it came up as well, and it is the dust from these fires from out west that's causing the appearance of the moon to be red or the sun to be a little redder in the mornings when it comes up. What happens to our brothers and sisters across this land happens to all of us. No, we're not losing our homes because of the dust with the moon, but we're seeing the evidence that's astronomical, the evidence of the tragedies in the fires and the tragedies in the flooding and the hurricanes. We'll get some of that weather. I'm not sure if we're not getting it a little bit now. We're not getting rain right now, but we're having really cool weather in the state of Missouri. We need to be in prayer for this nation and for those who are suffering. Yeah, I got kind of emotional Monday when I read the poem about building bridges. We need to be a people that are building bridges. Building bridges for those who need help. For those who are coming behind us. The way might have been tough for us. Let's try and make it a little less for others. Our complacency and the things that are going on today are stripping liberty and freedom from those coming up later. So instead of pruning those trees of liberty, we've let them go bad, and we're losing our rights. And we can blame, you know, presidents come and presidents go. We can blame whoever we want to, but Congress is always there. Those D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, they're always there. There's also unintended consequences that we must pay, and the colleges are struggling right now. They're struggling financially after refusing to uphold free speech principles. Now, we read about the high school in Georgia. They stood for free speech, but the colleges have not, and it's hurting them financially. When we come back, we're going to talk about that a little bit, and then we're going to get into the topic. We're going to get into the topic of DECA. And your calls will be welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Unintended consequences. We're going to talk about that just a little bit, and then we're going to get on the topic of DACA. But the colleges are struggling financially after refusing to uphold free speech principles. Institutions of higher learning, including the University of Missouri and Evergreen State College, have faced significant financial repercussions following their decision to tolerate radical calls to curb free speech rights. Can you imagine that? A report published by Fox News on September the 1st argues that prospective students and parents are growing weary of universities that are bowing to the demands of leftist faculty and students who want to deplatform speakers and label certain ideas as off-limits. Both the University of Missouri and Evergreen State College have faced serious financial repercussions in response to decisions that were made over left-wing protests. These repercussions include affects an institutional reputation, which affects all students as they go out into the world and seek employment. You know, these kids that need safe spaces, they're really going to have a hard time. Now, it's a running joke in my family about my boss being so hard to get along with and mean and cruel, because I am my boss. I went out on Labor Day, and I I want to put a plea out here for MyPillow. If anybody knows anybody with MyPillow, I'd like to talk to them because I had a neck injury years and years ago, and I can't ever get a pillow that's right, and I finally had one that was kind of good, and it broke down, and so we went after a new pillow. Well, as we're walking around in this particular store, which I will not give the name of, and they did not have any MyPillows there, my husband sees this desk ornament, and he says, "Oh, you have got to have this." And he picks it up, and it just simply says, "I am the boss." Because it's a running joke that I am the boss, and I have trouble getting along with myself at times, but as long as, you know, I give myself some coffee, I'm okay. But these students who can't get along now and their feelings are hurt by certain things said, not that people need to be unkind. They should not be unkind. But they got to toughen up. They got to toughen up. It's kind of a running deal with my kids as well. You know, five sons. Brothers kind of pick on brothers. And the youngest one was talking about somebody. He said, well, so obviously they didn't have four brothers picking on them, toughening them up. And no, they weren't violent. Well, they were upon once in a while. They got a little bit rowdy. I had to step in and stop a few fights. But they know how to take a punch verbally and not take it personally. They're secure in who they are. The University of Missouri has closed five dormitory buildings following a series of protests that took place in 2015. The university's residential life director, Frankie Miner, announced in April that three additional dorm buildings would be taken offline for fall 2017 academic year due to a decrease in first-year enrollment. This was announced in an email that informed student employees who work in residential life that they may be transferred to another job on campus due to the lack of enrollment. Unintended consequences. Most recently, it says, Evergreen State College faced a similar drop in enrollment and a massive $2.1 million budget shortfall following a series of chaotic protests over Professor Brett Weinstein's email about a planned activism event at the college. Jacqueline Merrill of the American Council of Trustees and Alumni told Fox News that the way an institution approaches free speech matters greatly to prospective parents and students. When they look to what college to pick, parents and students are thinking of the largest investment their family is likely to make beyond the purchase of a home. Across the political spectrum, one of the most essential assets is opportunity to be exposed to a wide range of views. Well, I mentioned last week, and I don't know where that article is. It's in a stack of papers in the other room. A professor from another university had several professors, both left and right, conservative and non-conservative, sign this to encourage students not to get caught up in group thinking. And that's exactly what these colleges did, these universities, and they are suffering the consequences because they did not encourage free speech, but group thinking. They encouraged you to go along with the crowd. Mob rule. And I don't know about some of the others, but the University of Missouri, the groups that were there, they were black students and there were white students. And when they had their safe space, the black students wouldn't allow the white students that were protesting with them to even come into the safe space. Consequences. Consequences of lack of free speech. And I'm going to talk about the NFL for just a moment, and then we're going to get on to DACA. The Cleveland Police, EMS unions, they refused to hold a flag at the game after the Browns players took a knee. There is new fallout from the fierce debate over Cleveland Browns players kneeling during the national anthem. Why do you think they do this? These people are privileged. They have overcome so much because they have been given a gift. They can run faster, jump faster, do whatever, to be in this Coliseum and play football. And they get paid large amounts of money to do this. More than you and I will ever see. Cleveland safety forces have backed out of a plan to hold a large flag on the field for the opening game. A dozen Browns players created a firestorm during a recent preseason game by not standing during the anthem. This is going to be an unintended consequence here, too, because many people, I love football, but I won't hardly watch the NFL anymore. They created the largest demonstration in the NFL during the anthem since former San Francisco quarterback Colin Kaepernick started to protest more than a year ago. What are they protesting for? What is it exactly that they want? Some police officers and paramedics are doing something about it. The Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association and the ILA Local 1975, representing the city's dispatchers, EMTs, and paramedics, said the Browns came to them weeks ago and the team wanted city safety forces to hold the flag on the field for the opening game. The EMS Union Presidential Daniel Nemeth said it sounded great until a group of Brown players took a knee during the anthem. This hit home with me. I'm a veteran, an 8-year veteran with the U.S. Marine Corps. So to disrespect the flag by taking a knee is not something I was going to be a part of. So they refused to be a part of that. We'll finish that story when we come back, and then we're going to talk about DACA. I promise. We're going to get to DACA. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. There are always consequences to your actions, and not always the ones you want. And we will be right back. Prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE.
freetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. As we were going into the break, I was talking about the NFL, particularly the Cleveland Browns, and the police taking a stand of their own. Unintended consequences is what I'm naming today's show, because that seems to be the running theme throughout. They said they tracked down the police union president, Steve Loomis. He was out of state at a police convention, and this is what he said. I'm here at a national police convention, and soon as they hear that I'm from Cleveland, the first question is, what about those stinking Browns? So if the ownership of the Browns and the league are going to allow that type of stuff to happen, and then come to us and say, we want you to help us with the flag, that's hypocritical. We're not going to participate. The stadium sits just steps away from the city hall. And the Fox team, the Fox 8 I team, learned the stand being made by the safety forces was discussed by the city's top brass. A city spokesman said the police have told the Browns will replace the officers, paramedics, and firefighters with members of the military. Oh, that's going to go well. Linebacker Christian Kirksey recently explained the demonstration by saying, we respect our veterans. We respect our military. We're not protesting against them. We just have our reasons of why we're doing what we're doing. I want to know what that reason is. Don't you want to know what that reason is? But Nemeth said, even if players kneel to pray during the anthem, why then? Never really saw it a problem to pray before the game, after the game, during halftime. You told me and you showed me what your true feelings are.
We repeatedly tried to reach the Browns for comment, this particular article says, but they refused. As an organization, well, this is coming from the Browns. They did issue this. As an organization, we have a profound respect for our country's national anthem, flag, and the servicemen and servicewomen in the United States and abroad. We feel it's important for our team to join in this great tradition and special moment of recognition. At the same time, we also respect the great liberties afforded by our country, including the freedom of personal expression. These spoiled athletes. Kaepernick was adopted by a white family. He was raised white privilege. Spoiled. These spoiled athletes, they can't see that they have been the example of rising above. Can't respect the flag or the military. They don't respect them or they wouldn't be doing this. What is it they hope to accomplish? Well, Kaepernick, some of his stuff ended up in the Smithsonian Institute under Black Lives Matter. What has he accomplished other than being a spectacle of disloyalty to a nation that brought him up out of nowhere? Yet, the Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, a black man, remains to be nameless in the Smithsonian Institute by the Black Lives Matter. So I guess your black life only matters if you're a protester, not if you actually rise above odds and do something good. Then you're not recognized. Well, the president stopped DACA. I know, we're running out of time. I kind of wanted to know how you felt about this, and we may talk about DACA all the time tomorrow. I'm going to see if I can't get Mike Cutler on with me. My question is, and I know we don't have time for you to answer it, but I ask this on this show that I do previous to this on shortwave. My question is, DACA was temporary in the first place. These people have had all this time, these dreamers have had all this time to legally become a citizen of the United States, and yet they've not? Why? Why? Why would they be put above our own? There's much that the president had to say, and I'm going to share just a little bit, and I know you heard his speech, and this is just part of what he said. Under the current immigration policy, the federal government accepts 1 million legal immigrants each year, even though 4 million young Americans enter the workforce to look for decent jobs. Each year, the government also hands out almost 3 million short-term work permits to foreign workers. These permits include roughly 330,000 one-year OPT permits for foreign graduates of U.S. colleges, roughly 200,000 three-year H-1B visas for foreign white-collar professionals and 400,000 two-year permits to DACA illegals. He says in this article, well, in his speech, that it is Congress's responsibility, and they had repeatedly rejected this amnesty approach, and that's when President Barack Obama decided to take it on his own and make it an executive order. But in this time, the massive surge of unaccompanied minors, unintended consequences, from Central America including, in some cases, young people who would welcome become members of violent gangs throughout our country, such as MS-13. He ends this saying, Congress, is now time to act, but also, above all else, We must remember that young Americans have dreams too. You won't hear the Democrat Party or those like Lindsey Graham who are fighting tooth and toenail for DACA. You won't hear them talk about fighting for the American youth. Being in government means setting priorities, the president said. Our first and highest priorities in advancing immigration reform must be to improve jobs, wages, security for American workers and their families. It's time. It is now time for Congress to act. It is Congress's responsibility. You can blame presidents come and presidents go, and yes, they influence. The Republican Party has had the majority in Congress for quite some time now, and they're not doing a thing. We need to give that number out again, don't we? I don't have time right now, but it's 220-224-3121. That's what it is. It's time. There are unintended consequences when you act and when you don't act. And we as the Republic, we the people, we're seeing the consequences of our lack of action. And it's time for us to act and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.